then. Not yet. We will be.
Same.
Don't worry. And then Frankie's Podcast Network is where you can
find.
Here we go. Say to the intern and Frankie with Mallory. Okay, wait. Mallory with one L or twos, remember, remind me.
One.
I want to make twos all the time. Okay.
Wait, yeah. Mallory. That's how it's usually spelled, but my parents wanted to be funky and fresh.
Want to be
I don't think there's any such a thing as like normal spellings of names anymore. You can't just assume anyone's name spelling for anything.
It's fair.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Sage the Intern Podcast. That's Sage over there. You can call me Frankie, and we have our friend Mallory here with us today. Mallory, what's up? How you doing?
What's up? Nothing much. I mean, life is good, prepping for finals, so what
joyful.
A time to be alive, you know.
You and Sage the intern both just living on the edge, doing the finals thing.
Mm-hmm. Riveting stuff.
It's really. Riveting stuff. And I wish that I could tell you that finals was the end of it and you go out into adult life and it's party time every day. But man, I tell you what, that's what we are here to do. We're here to create that. We're here to create the party time every day stuff is what we're doing.
Well, people need it. It doesn't come naturally sometimes.
Just tears. Sage the intern, I see that.
Just sobbing.
I would like to congratulate Sage the intern and all of us on the wonderful making sure everyone consented prior to the video that we are going live. I thought that was just a really lovely boss lady thing for you to do. Yay, Sage.
Yeah, we're
it
not
was.
Getting
that
in
was
trouble.
Very official.
Normally, they'd make you sign a, not an NDA, but a waiver, but
that was some HR level consent. Stuff
yeah,
there.
We got thumbs up, man. It was good
yeah,
enough, right?
Thumbs like, up is good enough. Verbal, we can prove.
Verbal, Sage the intern has it. I keep it all stored right here. That's where it's at. It's good. So
sorry if you hear my dogs barking. I decided that they were much better barking outside than they were barking inside.
Fair.
Just fair.
My cats usually just crawl all over my computer, so sometimes I banish them to the other room as well.
Yes, we might get a little Steven action on the desk gets dark enough for him. That's Arthur at the top.
Beautiful
point. I'm too
magnificent.
Done.
So tell us, because this was the thought that I had that I sent to you, because it was a thought that came into my brain. Ladies, what would our society be like if Christianity had been centered around a Jesus God figure that was female? Like, what if Barbie was Jesus? Can we just switch that? Can we flip to that timeline? What would that look like? Let's imagine.
I feel like just everything that's made like patriarchal now would just be matriarchal. I don't know.
Would it still
like
be all the craziness
like,
or do like, or would we have the Barbie perfect land? I don't know.
No, but you can never perfection is. It's so fake. You're always going to have problems.
Well,
yeah.
But you have to.
The universe wants everything to be messy for a reason. So
I think messy helps us develop, you know?
Exactly.
Messy helps us become more who we are and figure out who we aren't.
Yeah.
Trials and tribulations.
How beautifully put. Figure out who we are. The mess helps you figure out who you are and who you aren't. Mm-hmm. Oh, how lovely. Look at the wisdom from the younger generations. I tell you what, this is why y'all need to be on the lives and on the podcasts, because you have such wonderful, beautiful things to say to the world, to the Tongerverse, the multiverse, the everything, the all that is. So much loving it. Okay, let's talk about then. Do we have any crazy dreams to tell us about? What are do you have vivid dreams that you remember?
Oh yeah. Mallory? We have to start there. Vivid dreams.
Vivid dreams.
If you don't, we have a proven scientific method to get vivid dreams.
Really?
And I know I'm only half on screen right now, but I can't get myself to sit up.
You're totally fine. You can just hang out like your elevator, like Sage the intern's elevator, just drop down just a little bit. It's totally fine.
I tried to sit up and it just wasn't working out, and I had to lay down, half lay down, whatever.
I love.
Anyway, dreams.
Do you have vivid? Are you a dreamer? Do you have dreams? Do you remember your dreams?
Yep.
So I used to be a really vivid dreamer. I feel like it's when I read more. You know what I mean?
Oh, interesting.
So that I think that could have helped a little bit. But in like middle school, junior high, maybe not even junior high, but like middle school-ish, I would have vivid dreams all the time, and I would always recall my dreams. And every night, usually, I had dreams. But something happened, like maybe more and more stress in high school. I started like not dreaming anymore. And now I just pretty much never dream unless I have like one that stands out and is really like traumatizing or something. I'll have a dream and it's like I'll wake up just questioning like my life and, oh my God, is my family okay? Like it's just all that stress like accumulating and it's, I don't know. I wake up like, what's going on?
No, that's
panics.
That's interesting. See, like, I'm a very vivid dreamer, but I've also had vivid nightmares since forever. Like, I can remember vivid nightmares back to when I was like 4 years old.
No, and literally, there's one, like, I have a recurring nightmare and I don't get it. I don't understand.
Let's talk about recurring nightmares. I have so many of them.
It haunts me. What's yours? Mine, it's so peculiar because I don't know where it came from. I can speculate, but I don't know for sure. But it basically, starting around like sixth grade or something, I started having this like just super realistic dream where I was basically like in this reality. Everything was like perfectly fine. It was basically like today, you know, it was just this is life.
This is normal.
And one day I came across, it was kind of like an Alice, like Alice falls down the rabbit hole kind of situation.
That's my favorite kind.
You can hear my Midwest when I said rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole
situation. But I was like walking along this wall and I saw like, I don't know, a crack in the wall, like a hole, this like tunnel of some sort when I looked at it further. And across it, it was like this big cylindrical like tunnel. A portal is what I like perceived it to be, right? And then
wait, go back for a second. Yeah. This is okay.
Probably like 12.
And this is a reoccurring four.
Yeah. It's happened like four or five times.
Like kind of
over the span of like 7 years.
Okay.
Weird.
So you're Alice down the rabbit hole. You found a portal. Okay.
It's basically like this little portal, but I can see what's on the other side before I like walk through it. So I can see over there and it's basically like an alternate reality. It's everything is dark. Everything is terrible and scary. And suddenly I'm like being pushed through it. And the second I get over there, I'm like, oh my God, like what happened? And it's gone. And I just, maybe it's like this subconscious feeling of feeling like trapped in a situation. You know, but it like manifested into
a dream.
I've been
like that.
Pushed by the universe into this like dark version of my reality or something. It's very odd. And I always wake up feeling like, my God, where am I? Like, what did I do? You know, am I stuck or something?
This fascinates me. And this tells me why you were absolutely the correct person that needed to come talk to me and Sage the intern, because we talk about dreams and portals and like parallel realities.
I love it.
It's so perfect. But like, what if it is? What if that was Sage the intern? Like, how crazy?
What if I could see into something? You know,
like you're seeing parallel realities, right? And you, like, you got shoved in there. What if, like, you shoved yourself in there, and that's like part of your human experience or whatever?
Maybe part of the dream was like I crawled through it just to like get a better look, and it like gone, closed.
That's gone. It's so fascinating. So, but like the trapped thing. So I had reoccurring dreams. My Aisha and I were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like reoccurring dreams for a long time that I was trapped in a car that went underwater. So
that's like my greatest fear. Right. I can hardly drive over bridges because I start to hyperventilate. Anyone's like, oh, it's so pretty. I'm like, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
I'm literally forward, eyes forward, windows cracked.
We gotta like, get past this. We gotta get through this. Just
it's so scary. I'm always like thinking, what do I do? I'll drive off the bridge right now. What do I do? What would happen?
No, but like, okay, so
no, it is.
it's terrifying. But I was talking to my sister about it, and like I was having those dreams, and she's like, don't do that for real, because if you're dreaming it too much, then it's a parallel timeline and you're gonna. And I'm like, no. But the last time I ever had that reoccurring dream, I managed to get out. Like, we were going,
really?
For my, a friend of mine from high school was driving. I don't know why, but like we were driving, and I was like, I knew we were going to hit the water. And like, I was trying to tell her, like, you're going to go in the water. And so I rolled my window down, and like, I was able to get out. I couldn't get like anybody else out, but I was able to get myself out.
That's so sad. It makes you feel like guilty when you wake up.
I mean, it was the timeline where I escaped. So now I don't have to die in a car that goes underwater. Yay me.
I feel like that shows growth, you know? Like, maybe you've grown as a person since the last time. And so you're like, you know, I don't feel trapped anymore. I can take control of my situation or something like that.
There you go. Know? And it's I don't have to do that in this timeline anymore. That's what a beautiful thought. I love that. That's so fun. Sage the intern, what reoccurring nightmare dreams do you have to share with the world?
So they ended in high school. Like,
okay.
I don't want to say right when I graduated, because that's lies. But I know they ended in high school, but it was the one where I was always looking over an edge, and there was a lake at the bottom, but at the top you can't tell that the bottom is frozen. And so the beginning of this is I always somehow either am pushed, walked, fall. I always fall off the top, and I always wake
somebody's
up when I land.
Throw Sage off of a cliff.
But as soon as I fall back asleep when I land, or like, you know, I wake up, then I fall back to sleep, I'm always laying on the ice looking up. But then, you know, when you can feel fear in your body, but you can't figure out where it's coming from, like the adrenaline.
Yeah.
I get an adrenaline rush, and I always end up sitting up, and there's a different creature, scary looking, across. And so you have to, and there's multiple people in my same situation, and then we all get up and we all have to run to an edge, because there's always a lip, like,
okay,
lake.
this is more information.
This is very intricate.
And then I'd always wake up under the cliff, like, that once I get to the cliff, I'd always wake up, and that's the end.
Okay, but this is more information than you gave me before about the falling on the ice dreams. Now we need to dig into this, because the falling on the ice dream, the one time you said that like you woke up and you were in actual pain, like you had really hit the ice.
Yeah, no, that does happen. I was in pain.
I've had that too.
Okay, have you had that where you like have like physical sensations that you sort of recognize? Do you know
I feel like maybe like tingling or something? Have you ever had those dreams where you're like pregnant and then you're not pregnant?
Oh.
Like the motherhood dream?
Yeah.
I'm like, you wake up feeling just empty, because you're like, I was a mother, and like,
oh no, I am in an absolute panic. Like, oh my God.
Well, and then I wake up and I'm like, where's my child? What happened? And I just like feel like an emptiness in my body. It's so weird. I don't want a kid. I don't know where that comes from,
like,
in here.
I mean, bless you, like, because when I have those dreams, I wake up like, oh, thank God, there is no actual child here for me to, like, I can't handle that shit. Oh, my
thank
Lord.
Thank the Lord.
I can take care of a dog, and that is as much responsibility as I
like,
can
that's
deal
as high
with.
As it goes.
That's as high as we go.
Oh, that reminds me of the lamp thing. Sorry,
yes.
We're going to get off topic. The lamp.
The, like... Do you mean the guy with the lamp story?
The Reddit
story.
That freaks me out. It freaks me out so bad to be, like, imagine someone's just like, the sun is so bright today. And you're looking, like, out the window, and it just, like, starts to move. And it's, ugh.
But that's what I want. That's what I want.
He has a whole family.
I want a quantum leap situation to happen, where all of a sudden I am just in a different reality, and I'm the only one who knows. Like, I think that would be amazing.
But the problem is that he didn't know. He didn't know until he saw something wrong with the lamp.
But that's the whole, like, it's all just a dream. It's all just, like...
I would want to kill myself. If I knew what was going on, I'd want to kill myself.
Honestly, I'd be like, I don't want out.
I don't know what's going on.
He's happy in his life, and you're like, what's wrong? And she's like,
I don't want out of the Matrix. I don't want to get out of it. I want to stay in it. Oh, that is
So you said one of your dreams had like scary creatures, the recurring stuff.
yes.
Have you guys ever heard of like sleep paralysis demons? Because like I've never had it,
Yes.
but friends of mine have had sleep paralysis, like where you can't move or something, you
I've
know?
never had it, but I know
Or
of
like the
it.
Hat Man or something.
No, see, and this stuff really fascinates me too. So, like the sleep paralysis thing, I don't think I've had necessarily sleep paralysis, but like I have had like sort of, I think they would maybe been considered night terrors. I don't know, but like where I've woken up and I think I can see spiders in the bed on me, and they're like huge
Wow.
spiders. They're like, yeah, like, and I will wake up and like freak out and turn the lights on. But this happened to for, and I was just thinking about this dream the other day. How weird. Okay, so when I was in high school, I had this reoccurring dream of this like weird, creepy, gaunt creature thing that had like very sunken skin, like almost like it was maybe a mummy or something, like no nose, like lips were gone, sharpened teeth, like all the teeth were sharp, and like was stand like this, and like the fingers looked to me like, in high school my brain was like that thing stuck its fingers in a pencil sharpener and tried to
It's just
sharpen
the
it,
nun.
like it was just shredded, yeah, and gross, and like big yellow, like reptilian sort of eyes. And this thing was just in every place I would be in my dreams. Like if I was at school, if I was at like work at my job, if I was at home, like, and it would never move. It would just watch me and like with its eyes, like its eyes were the only thing that ever moved. It never moved. And the last time I had that reoccurring dream, I woke up and I was like laying in bed facing like the outside of the room, and I was on the edge of the bed. And I woke up and that thing was like right here in my face at the edge of the bed staring at me. And I tore out of bed and turned the lights on. And of course, there's nothing there, right? But that was the last time I had that reoccurring dream. And I don't know, like, what do you consider that when it's.
Scary. That's what I consider that.
I would love to
Scary.
like talk to someone who specializes in like the psychology of dreams, you know, like
Yeah.
a certified like psychiatrist. It's like you're crazy, you know, like you
See,
tell them your dreams and they're like everything is wrong, this is
I want
what
to
you
know if
need
I'm a
to fix.
sociopath or psychopath. One of those I want to know.
Just
Is
get like
that
an official test to like I just really need to rule it
what
out, you
it is? To rule
know.
it, I
Exactly. I
listen,
need
I
to
don't,
make sure.
I am, I think that the list that would come back for me of the like, here are the things that we think
Yeah.
you and your insane ass has, I don't need it. Guess what? It's fine. I've gotten through
Well,
life
it's just
this
called the
long.
vibes. What do you mean? What do
It's, yeah, it's
you
just called, this
mean?
is my vibe. Like, dig it, get with it. Like, what are you talking about, psychopath,
It's my
sociopath?
charm.
Exactly. I'm just extra charming. I have wicked, scary, weird dreams, and that's just what makes me fun.
Exactly. You don't like it. Fun stories.
Fun stories. So Sage, the intern, tell us more though. I
But
need to know more
I
about these creature things
mean,
that are in your dreams. And also, have you had sleep paralysis? You said you haven't.
I
haven't had sleep paralysis. The demon things are just the one I can remember the most is like they look like a mix between, oh, what's that big type of lizard called?
There's a bunch of
Monitor?
monitor lizards. Yeah, that sounds
Monitor?
right. There's
The big
also
ones. Like a
what if
mix between that and an alligator are my
I
ones
have
I can
Komodo
remember.
dragon?
Komodo dragon. There you
Yeah. Is
go.
that it? Okay. I used to have
Yeah.
like this irrational fear that a Komodo dragon would come out of the toilet and like bite my butt. You know what I mean? Like every
I
time I
have.
sat down, because I heard a story once, there was like a news article that this guy had been like bitten because a Komodo dragon came out of the toilet. I was like, it's gonna happen to me. I'm certain that
It's
in
gonna.
Midwest South Dakota, it's going to happen in my home, even though they would never be there. I was like, oh, I gotta check every time. I better check. You know,
No,
I was
like
terrified.
those irrational fear things. What if that is just a parallel, dream
What if
like
it's just a
reality
fear?
where
Who's
you
to
just
say it's
like,
irrational?
but yeah, what if in some other reality you experience that and you just like, remember it or whatever,
Exactly.
and then that's why you feel that way. But that's
Just
really
muscle
fascinating.
memory.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
it's built into your Dunna. Like all the information is there. What's active, right? Like that's the thing. That's interesting
Yeah.
because I have like dreams all the time of like being in the water with sharks or crocodiles, or like there being crocodiles like around in water that's around me. And
this is very like drowning based, like water area.
I have a lot of like dreams about water, like all the time. Like I did so like, and I don't know why this is. Let's dig into this. Here's a thought that I'm having. So I would have like the house I grew up in when like we were close to a lake, and in my dreams like the lake was always flooded, and like the lake did flood a couple of times, like after like really bad, after like really heavy snow winter or whatever that we had, and all of it melted, and like the water came like up to basically to our house, like from up the hill. And in my dreams I would have like these dreams all the time that I was like back at home, and there's all the water that I'm having to like swim through to get to my house, because like all the streets are covered in water, so I have to like swim in, because mm-hmm. like they're all covered in water. Which is probably, water represents emotions in like tarot and other things like that. So like, you know, there's probably some very Freudian simple things available to unpack. Whatever, but there it is. So, but what else, do you have dreams then? Have you had dreams like that with like, monsters isn't the right word if it's like actual animals from the real mm-hmm. world, but.
I think monsters is valid. No, I'm kidding. I don't think so. I've never had like a, like animals are getting me, or I've never really had demon dreams either. I know a lot of people are like, oh my god, like demons are in my room or something. I did used to have this demons. Like one of my like little kid fears was that there was a witch standing by my door, because I had like a hat hanging on my door and a purse. Okay. There as well. And I remember my dad just being like, evil doesn't come in this house. It can't be a witch. It can't. I was like, oh my god, thank you so much for telling me that. Now I feel better, you know?
Thank you.
And it's just like my little, I don't know.
I would have been like, witches
are six-year-old good, mind.
Witches are good stuff. Like, bring them in. They're fun.
Yeah, for real. My favorite thing,
not scary, that I've ever learned was, I went to a very Catholic school. Am I very Catholic? Was I very Catholic? No.
No. But went to the school.
When I went to this very Catholic school, one of my favorite things was learning that people can make fake statues that look very Christian, and they will put curses on them, and then they will give them to like Goodwill or thrift stores.
That's and super fun.
Very Christian people will buy them and put them in their homes, and like I don't say worship these statues, but you know, like
idolize.
They worship.
Will
they
pray do. Over these statues, and then these bitches will get have to get poltergeist. And that's my favorite, but Christian fun fact for you.
That's such and a like that, hater energy move. It's so salty. Like
after that, I could never. I can't. I couldn't. Even though I wasn't Christian, I couldn't get a statue.
Because you were afraid
the one I had.
Like, yeah, I know it'll be cursed.
The one I had in my bedroom, it's I literally took demon. To the storage room. I put it in a storage bucket and I taped the bucket. Not in this house.
Oh my lord. Y'all are doing it all the wrong way. I would purposefully go get all of those statues and put them like
everyone you find.
Put them around a Ouija board in the middle of my apartment. What's up, yo? Let's roll. What do you got for me?
Tell me about the past, the history.
Tell me about the past. Tell me about the future. Tell me what kind of nonsense you're getting up to in the nightmare portal land that Mallory was checking out in her dreams. Can you explain that? You know, like.
Tell me why. Why were you calling me for some reason?
Why are you coming up into my dreams? Are you showing up as a Komodo dragon? Like, what's the deal?
For real.
I actually really love that. I think that's a lot of fun.
I think you should go back. I'll pull that one out that's been in duct taped in my storage room ever since I learned that fact, and I will give it to you.
Why was that not a gift you immediately gave me for my new apartment to haunt my apartment?
I don't know.
You have to christen the place.
Hello, Sage the intern. This is your job.
It needs to be lived in.
It needs to be lived in, not just by humans, but by whatever demon entities may be haunting the statue that Sage has. There's the intern. What if that statue this whole time was full up of the demon that wanted to, like, just give you fat stacks of cash? Like,
they just want to bless you.
They just want to bless you. Bring that motherfucker out.
Like the sketchy accounts on Instagram. I've won the lottery recently, and I just want to bless 500 people. Contact me.
Contact me.
Oh my gosh, it's my lucky day. Finally, someone to reach out. It's so crazy thinking that people would fall for that.
I'm going to start a cult. That's how you can like,
A friend of mine will do it just to, like, laugh at the responses. Like, just to, like, make them think that they've really got one on the hook, you know? And I think it's really funny.
I thought that I should... I lost it. It's gone. I like that, though. The, like... Oh, no, I get ones that are, like, people trying to get me to join the Illuminati. I'm like...
Really?
Yeah. Is that not so... I'm like, yep, the Illuminati is recruiting via Instagram now. Of course they are.
They profiled me. I don't know why. I get, like, the same bots as, like, a middle-aged man. I'll get so many, like, young, hot women in your area. And I'm like, what makes you think that,
like
I'm your target market? I don't know. It's so odd to me. I'm like, you're so right. Me and all of the 40 other, like, so right. middle-aged dudes in this group chat you just made, we're one and the same, huh? Like, that just makes me chuckle.
That's the brain rot Twitter energy right yeah. there.
Is that
pussy
a Twitter?
In bio?
It's wild.
Like, see, even that is stuff that I don't know because I'm not chronically online on Twitter. So I'm glad I missed out on that bit because I need to get
chronically offline. I need to delete all of my social media as soon as possible if my brain is to ever heal.
We gotta create. You know what? There it is. I'm gonna go ahead and pull that. I gotta go text somebody that we need to create a Tongiverse social media platform. And I know some people, but we gotta have just our own social media platform. We gotta just fix it all. And we shall. Like, we don't need to do all the algorithm commercialized nonsense. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to feed me the things that you think I want to see because my phone is listening to me and you hear me talk about cats and then you show me advertisements about kitty litter, even though. I don't have cats. I was just talking about cats. Don't show me advertisements for kitty litter.
My mom's talked about that before where, I mean, my parents are, like, much more, I don't know, I guess unaware of, like, the scams and, like, the power technology has to influence what you see online. And my mom was like, gosh, it's so weird. I was talking about yarn the other day and I got so many yarn ads. I went, yeah, peculiar, isn't it? It's almost like they do that. You gave them permission to listen.
Yeah, you know? It's almost like they're all listening. You know what? But here's
how else would they know exactly what you want?
Here's
to help.
Right? No, but the flip side of that is a little bit, I think, it's kind of like the TikTok speed thing, Sage the Intern, that we talked about. Like, this is just what helps us all decide we just need to move to telepathy. We just need to shift to just, like... Nothing to hide. Listen to everything. Go ahead and hear everything I have to say. And go ahead and listen to the insane intrusive thoughts that I have all day.
Yeah.
You want to join this nightmare party? Go right ahead. Jump right in.
You want to know the best thing that I can tell you?
I want to know the best thing you can tell me always.
Do you want to know how they track your phone?
Do you know how to unmake that? Or, like, Sage the Intern, do you know some hacking, like, tricky trickster stuff?
No, you would have to disable all your location services for every single app. You would have to disable all notifications because as soon as you get a ping as a notification, it tracks your location because it has to go through a cell tower.
I was gonna say, but then how are you gonna find me when I get lost in the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, exactly, that's the problem. You bet your asses someone needs to find my cell phone and determine how I die.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with people tracking me. And you know the other thing is?
What?
I'm so mad that they're trying to ban TikTok. One, it won't work because TikTok service, they have a TikTok portion in the United States. So it's not even in China. And it's in Singapore.
And you know what's going to happen too? Is like... The second this goes through, is TikTok is 100% gonna like sue the US
Well, it's
and
an
so
American
it'll be in
portion
court for
of a
years
company.
before it ever even happens. So TikTok,
Yep.
at least within the year and next year, isn't going anywhere because it'll be in court, you know?
Yep.
But this is why we need to start our own social media platform. Mm-hmm. Like, listen.
Like TikTok.
Like, we have our own. We don't, like, we'll just replace all of it. We don't need that.
Well,
I do think if I, like, wasn't on Instagram anymore, I would really miss my, like, unhinged posts. Not mine, but I follow so many random Instagram pages that have just, like, it's the funniest thing, because it'll just have, like, a Shetland pony with a Barbie on it, and it's like, hold on, let me catch my ride. And I'll see random stuff like that, and it's so funny, and it makes me smile. So I don't know if I could do without. I'm too reliant.
There's good stuff out there, too, that makes you smile. You know, like, the good things are out there. Let's just put them all on our social media platform where we have all the fun times. And you can keep
like
all your...
Shrek's in the City, and it's just, like, five versions of, like, feminine Shrek. It's
oh,
so
I love
sad.
That. That's
Shrek's
exciting.
In the City, you know?
That's beautiful. Oh, that's so fun. That's what we need to do with our, like, Jesus God characters thing, right? Like, we need to, like, do up, like... Again, Barbie Jesus and Barbie God, and just like switch up the whole narrative. Say to the intern, how do we do that? How do we
I
make
don't even
that?
Know. I'm too distracted at the moment.
So distractibibulous. What are you distractibibulous by, Sage the intern?
Because remember when I said I'd turn off Stardew Valley?
Remember when you said that you were going to do? I do. Are you a gamer, Mallory? Do you get stuck on the gaming?
I used to be a pretty heavy gamer in like high school. I would play a lot of Minecraft, Terraria. Sometimes like Blockheads, that was a phone game though, or like Clash of Clans.
I
was
love
big
Blockheads. I still have it on my phone.
Clash of Clans,
no, Blockheads.
Oh, Blockheads, isn't
I
it
used
sick?
To do
It's so like, it's so like low technology, it's so simple, and I
oh
think
my
that's what
Lord.
Makes it so awesome.
Okay,
I
that's what
also
makes
used
it
to play
so
Heyday
awesome.
all the time. It's not like super
I was addicted.
complicated. Blockheads is so like literally just blocks, and you can't see more than one direction at a time. It's so
yep.
sick. It's
I
amazing.
I don't have any idea what that is, but I love
gotta
the
download it.
Simplicity of like old school stuff that I would have played as a child.
It's 2D Minecraft, basically.
It's
is how I
yeah,
like to
literally
describe it.
Minecraft. Okay,
yep.
Well, I'm sure there's probably some game that I played on friggin' Atari or something back in
it's
the
basically
way back
like
time.
Minecraft, but imagine, like, you know when you don't have internet and that little like T-Rex jumping game comes up, like
Yo.
that reality,
What?
But Minecraft.
Oh
kind of
God,
like
it was
that.
so
I
fun.
don't know what that is, but I want to get onto that timeline. Can I get
Just
onto
look
the
up Blockheads.
I don't have the internet. I need a little dinosaur side
Yeah,
quest
just a little
situation.
dinosaur jumping over trees.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
all I need sometimes. I just want to like clear my mind and become hip.
Gosh, I miss back in the days when I'd put my chunky headphones on, playing
yeah, the like
Blockheads on
$10
my
Family
iPad.
Dollar headphones.
Yep.
They like
And
burned your ears after an hour, and you're like, oh, I love it here. You know?
And I think I was so cool because I'd listen to Eminem's new rap album while playing Blockheads. Oh, the days.
Listen, I love
For me, it was
Eminem
Kesha
too. I'm
and
with that.
Blockheads. I was so like that girl when I was listening to Kesha, like Warrior. And like TikTok, ironically, when I was in like middle school, I was like, I'm her. No one else is as cool as me.
I love it.
I'm different.
Same.
That's
I'm
why we
cool.
See, no, that's why we all get along, because we all had that in middle school, like, me and my tunes are too cool for you and your shit. Like, I don't belong here, sis. Like, I gotta go.
Exactly.
They don't understand me.
They
don't
understand
no.
me.
They'll never know what's going on in my city. And it's really just you're in middle school and, like, I don't know, feeling for the first time. Like, they'll never understand.
I love it.
Get it.
The like, it was
you know?
Goth, you know, went from, like, goth, my generation, emo, my sister's generation, and, like, what do y'all call it? I don't even know now. What's that?
It's
what
still
is
goth
still
and emo,
goth,
but now there's
yeah.
Like 10 different variations of goth. You know, there's like punk, scene, the other ones.
The
I
other
don't know.
Ones.
There's so many.
We'll just
my
make
brother's
them up.
Fiance is, I believe her branch is goth. I don't want to be wrong, but I think it's goth, and
okay.
she knows like everything about the subgenres of goth. It's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
He's so slay.
Like, good for you if you can, like, rock all of those. I can't even keep up with half the things that y'all are talking. Like, man, I have got to get outside of my own head and into, like, the rest of the world here and learn more about blockheads so that I can go back to my middle school self.
It's niche, tiny little subgenres of every little thing ever. And I think that's what the internet helps us with. It's like, do we know general economics? Probably not. But we do know everything there is to know about blockheads.
But you know, blockheads and Van Gogh. Like,
and branches of goth.
Like, if you can rock the Vamp Goth knowledge, then why do you need to know about economics? I mean,
exactly. These are the real questions we need to answer. You know what I mean? You know,
the
pressing matters of this world.
Exactly. Economics, I failed that part of my grad exam. Who cares about it?
Who cares about it?
I'm in, like, international trade right now. It's irrelevant. No, I'm kidding.
It's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. We just need to go ahead and again. We should create our own
university. I just find it hard.
No, we got to create our own university where we have our own. Okay, that's what we're going to do. What classes would you have at your school? Not economics. I am going to absolutely teach, like, some kind of witchy class. Like, you got to rock some potions, some, like, herbology kind of whatever.
I would have loved Hogwarts. I would have vibed so hard with that.
I would have taken, like, yes, please. I would have taken the magical creatures class with Hagrid. 100% I would have.
Same.
Oh, Sage the Intern, you would
Mallory, I need your help.
Yeah.
There's a, maybe this is a specifically me thing, because I was unfortunately a little bit of a horse girl when growing up.
That's okay.
That's a Dakota.
I'm glad you feel comfortable sharing that with me.
We thank you.
But I wasn't a weird one. I do have to put that out there. I was.
You
not
can like
a weird
horses
one.
And not be like a horse girl. You exactly. know what I mean? And I it's different.
And I couldn't get a real horse.
Mm.
So I used to play horse video games. There's a specific horse video game where you have to take care of a horse. Like you have to go through the motions. But I can't remember the name of it, and I have scoured the internet looking for this stupid ass game. I can't find it. I'm so mad.
Honestly, have you tried like the time frame that you played it? Like horse game 2010 or something, like something really specific.
I've done horse game CD.
Is it like an old PC?
I'm gonna have to ask my little niece now what she plays as a horse game. That's like, it sounds like, but she has like a whole bunch of stables of horses, and you get like, you collect bunches of them.
I was like hyper focused. It was kind of like a horse, like kind of what you're describing, but like hamsters. You know what I'm talking about? Like a DS like game, but hamsters. Yeah. And Ooh. They were my life. You could race hamsters, and you like fed them different types of stuff. You had to buy like black sunflower seeds versus like oats. I don't know, like whatever the variations were. And I would play this 24/7. My parents would have to take my DS Lite away from me because I would be like,
were they,
you know,
realistic
taking
hamsters?
Care of my hamsters. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That
was
sick.
It was
game.
It was probably like Hamster Life or something really simple like that. But it was sick. I miss it. Truly. I miss when life was that simple.
I mean, I had Tamagotchis when I was like, that's what we had.
I never had one. I've heard of them though. They were like,
listen, they stressed me out just like all of those games you're talking about.
My babies.
Because I had, because oh my God, if you don't take care of them, they're all going to die. Like, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
It's like those restaurant terrifying. Games where your food would burn and go bad. Like, I can't deal with it.
Ooh,
like,
I loved those. The like mama's like.
Mama or Papa's Pizzeria.
Yeah, like Papa's Pizzeria. And like there was a like cooked where like this lady would rush around a diner. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's
it.
But again, it stresses me out, and games aren't supposed to stress me out. They're supposed to be fun. I can't.
I feel like I only play games that stress me out, like the tycoon ones where I'm like, I played this one, highly recommend it. I actually still play it because I love it. It's called Prettiest Pet Salon or Pretty Pet Salon.
I know.
And
I actually
really?
Know something. Oh,
sick.
I know one.
It's on my Samsung. I don't know if it's like both app stores or if it's just one, but it's so cool. But it definitely like makes me sweat because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not gonna hit my revenue for like this day. And you have to hit like a certain amount of earnings for a day, or sometimes like a rock star will come in and everything will stop because they're so important. I don't
Oh
know.
my
It's
Lord.
way too stressful, but I
It
really
is.
lean into it.
I miss a
I'm like
SpongeBob
way too
one.
emotionally invested. Like,
You know what? Maybe the problem is, here's what I'm going to say. Maybe this is what it is. I am too
okay.
emotionally invested in the real world.
That's
And
a really good thing to
I
like
need to
point
go
out.
get emotionally invested in a game. What?
Loser?
Why?
Oh,
so funny.
Goodbye. Loser, that's what you
No.
are.
I'm going to go, no. I need to
I think
DM.
it's good to like take your brain away from the real world. Take a little break, you
Yeah.
know? Just like drag yourself away
Absolutely.
from reality for a second.
It's a good thing to do because sometimes when you do that, that's when the best solutions, ideas, and answers come to you when you just like step out of it for a while.
That's what I did last night. It's like, even though I'm prepping for finals, right? I thought there are a million and five tiny guinea. But there are a million and
Nagini,
five
who I
things.
love.
Yeah, that's my friend's cat. It's
That's
after
brilliant.
Voldemort's snake.
Yeah, I was right on that. That's a piece of
Like,
information in
I
pop
know.
culture land that I do actually know. I got excited about it.
Like, she's so cute.
I love it.
Like, even though there's a million things I should be doing and I have them all written down, I thought, I need a break. I've been thinking way too much. I'm tired. And so I brought out 10 things I hate about you. And I sat down in the dark, ate my little popcorn, and was like, ah, back in the 2010s, you know? And I just like put myself back in there where life was simple and happy, and like a cheesy little romance movie was like the light of my life, you
I love
know?
that. Listen, I think that's an important thing to do. Like, really, I do. Because you
It
can't,
helped so much, and I never
it does.
do that.
Like,
I
you
need to
can't
do it more than
do,
like once every 2 months, you
that
know?
needs to be what we do with a lot more of our life. I agree with that. Because, like, you have to, you can't do good work or good things from the, like, space of not being chilled out. I
Yeah,
actually just
from being
watched a
like burnt
movie.
out.
No, you gotta sit and eat that popcorn and watch a movie and just zone into the movie. That you have to. I did that the other day with a movie I haven't seen in a while called Life is a House, which was the same kind of like back in college. It's like they're this guy is dying and he's building a house with his son to try like
Jeez, it's a
it's a
cry fest.
it is, but it was great and I was happy and I loved it and I had to have it. Sometimes you just have to have those things. Sage the intern, you
Sometimes
know
I watch
about.
a movie just waiting, like I just want to cry. You know, like when you know you need a good cry.
I was
And
gonna say,
I don't know what your movies are for that, and I want to hear them. But mine is Les Mis, like Les Miserables. Bawl like a
fabulous.
baby.
Okay,
Bawl.
wait. We gotta
Tears.
pause for a second.
I love it.
Did you see that TikTok about it was the Les Mis? There was a t-shirt in a Goodwill that had the Les Mis picture on it. And this lady goes, this vintage Les Miserables
Les Miserables.
1968 shirt. I was like, stop. Stop.
That's funny.
Enough. You get
Disrespectful.
cut off.
Vintage.
You
Technically,
still
I'm
gotta wear
vintage. You know,
that
anything over
handbag.
20 years old is considered antique. I'm an antique.
I prefer
Crazy.
to say I'm vintage. I'm
I'm
classic.
vintage.
I'm classic. I like that. What's your Cry Fest movie, Sage the Intern? So you've got, okay, what are your other ones? Okay, I love this. Cry Fest movies when you need a good cry. Life is a House.
Gosh.
Lame is you watch Save the Intern. You watch that movie of the bridge jumper people you explained to me last time.
I can't talk about it.
I can't
Why did my Google all of a sudden get off of dark mode?
talk. It's
What
just
the
flashing at
fuck?
you. Why are
Because
you taking photos? Okay.
you're beautiful. Sage, it's your spotlight. That's what it is. It's just your
I don't
spotlight.
want
Your love.
it. I want my dark mode.
Oh,
I'm a
anyway.
coder. Where's my dark mode?
I'm a coder. Where's my dark mode? Sage the intern just got upset. Now, Sage the intern, what movie would you want to watch right now to have a good cry about it?
The silent, a silent voice. The one at the bridge jumper.
The bridge
on
jumper.
Accident. The TV show, it's called Erased.
Ooh,
it's an animation
you know what
TV
else is a
show.
good one?
What?
Is it's called, I think it's called In Time. Justin Timberlake is in it. Have you ever seen that?
I
No,
don't.
Out
What
of
kind of
Time.
iconic of Justin
About
Timberlake? Yeah.
Time is no.
It's
Is that
sick. It's
okay?
really good though. It like
Is
makes me
that the
cry at the
one?
beginning.
Is that the one where the guy like realizes that he or like his dad shows him that they can go back in time?
So it's basically like time left to live is currency, right? Like
Okay.
we don't use money. We use like, oh, a coffee. That's 5 minutes. You know, like that's 5 minutes of your life. So it's basically this whole like dystopian world where like the really, really rich people are the people that have like 400 years to live because they've gained time, which is like currency, right? It's sick.
I
And
mean,
Justin
is
Timberlake
that
is really good in it. And he
has
also released a new album and it slaps. So
Oh, very
I'm a
cool.
fan.
I love it. That fascinates me because aren't we already kind of doing that? Like,
Basically.
you trade your time for currency already. Like, that's what
Or
9 to 5
elite
is.
healthcare or something where it's like, I'll live forever,
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, that is fascinating to me. But that's a good cry fest movie for reasons that are not just like the parallels with your real life.
maybe not like the full movie, but there's definitely, not to spoil it unless you want me to,
Spoilers,
but
spoiler alert. Go ahead,
okay,
fine.
spoilers.
Spoilers.
So there's one specific time where like, so these people, the two people it's about, it's Justin Timberlake, the main character, and his mom in the beginning. And like he meets this super rich guy in a bar who's like, I've lived too long. I have hundreds of years left. I don't want it anymore. I like you. I'm gonna give it all to you. And his mom, something happens where like a bus ticket costs more than it usually would, and she doesn't have enough time. She only has like 20 minutes left to live. And there's this like really dramatic scene where they're like running towards each other, and like she runs out of time just as she like falls into his arms and like dies. It's
Oh,
really emotional. It's really
sad.
dramatic. It's a lot.
That
So
is
I was like,
dramatic and a lot.
anything that has to do with like dying parents, I can't. It's like family, you know. That's
No,
why Les
yeah.
Mis gets me too. It's the dad part. Ugh,
Are
like the,
you?
I have to go my own way. I love him, you know. Crazy.
I have a Quebin.
Quevin, what's up?
My Quebin is, are you a crier at funerals? Is Quebin number one, part one.
I am troublemaker at
Yeah.
funerals, and I'm a troublemaker at funerals. I am the one who sits in the pew and tries to find a reason to make everyone around me giggle. I am the one that
See,
my mother is
everyone
embarrassed
needs
by
those
because I
people.
am being disrespectful. This was really great though. So at my dad's funeral, I was sitting next to like my older brother and then my two younger sisters and then like my mom was over here. And my older brother and I were just like cracking jokes, being dumb, giggling. And like my sister nudged me and was like, Mom's getting pissed off because you guys are laughing and being disrespectful.
Shut up, mourn.
No, and right? And I was like, no one on planet Earth would like, no one would be more upset with us than Dad if we didn't use his funeral to
Yeah.
piss Mom off. Like
That's so funny.
if we weren't upsetting her right now, he would be so disappointed.
He'd be
Like,
pissed.
he would be. He'd be. Why are
Like,
you
those
not
are my
taking?
kids.
Yeah, who are you? Did I not teach you better than that? Like, rile her up and get her mad. And we did. We did a great job. It
I
was
feel like
great.
I'm much more of a fan of like a celebration of life than a
Yeah.
funeral, where like I would
Me
rather
too.
cry out of like happy memories, you know, at like
Yes.
a celebration of life. Like cry because like, oh, that was so wonderful and I miss them so much, but like they made us remember them in such a good way, not like despair and mourning. Like when I die, I would want like a celebration of life, you know, like
So
talk about
this
all the cool stuff I did and like enjoy my things and like, I don't know, read stuff I wrote or something.
is oh, I like that. This is part this is agreed upon between myself and my sisters that when I die, you must burn me on a giant funeral pyre.
That's
Everyone is
sick.
absolutely required to roast marshmallows on my
Oh.
burning flesh. and you have to make s'mores and eat them. You all That's have fair. To eat a s'more off of my charred flesh.
It's okay. only right.
It's only
it's the
right.
respectful thing to do.
It is.
It's your and wishes.
It is my wishes. And if you are not playing dad rock, and I mean classic 80s dad rock, yeah, I
Nickelback.
Saw not I went to Nickelback concerts when I was in Did middle you? School. Shush your feds. Like I just saw on Spotify that
No, I love Nickelback.
I got love for it too, but I'm upset that like music that I listened to in like college is now considered dad rock. And I'm
old and cool.
What? No. Like, I also, first concert I ever went to was a Kiss concert when I was 11 because my dad was rad. Like, that's
what a wild concert to go to at 11.
Oh, it was a good time. When we went and saw him again with Aerosmith when I was 13. Super rock and roll. Loved it. Sorry, I have no idea how we go. Crying at funerals. Sage the intern, do you cry at funerals?
Speaking of, do you rock out?
Do you rock out at funerals like you're
rock
supposed
on. To? Yeah. Live life in the moment.
That's where you're supposed to be.
The important funeral that the reason I'm asking is because I don't cry at funerals, but I cry for movies and like books.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
books.
So
books are different.
I think it's because you know how your brain can't tell the difference between like real life or fantasy. So that's why when, for example, when you think you're getting sick and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sick. Well, now you are sick because your brain can't
you
tell.
Trick yourself into it.
Exactly.
We just gotta learn to trick ourselves in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm not sick.
Oh, that's right. I'm a millionaire.
No,
what?
That's literally what the only thing that has gotten me through this semester. I'll take an emergency shot and be like, I'm not sick. I'm sick. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Have you ever seen, like, you know, the sound that's like, in this situation, it would be like, I'm not sick. I'd never be sick. But the parasites in me are sick.
I'm not sick.
I would never be ill. I don't get ill. But the demons in me, the parasites, they're ill.
Demons are sick.
I love that sound. My friend and I say it all the time to each other. They're like, I don't want a little treat. I would never want a little treat. The parasites in me want a little treat.
My favorite one is the cat biting on the mom's arm. I don't want to bite your arm. I love my mom. I don't want to bite my mom's arm. But the demons and the parasites want my to bite my mom's arm. It's so good.
Oh, it's just how to say like intrusive thoughts, but funnier. The demons.
I love it. I'm for it. That's just
it's one of my favorite trends right now.
I think Sage the intern, I think you're on to something there because I also see, I looked at it as I don't cry at funerals because I like process better. I can process a book or a movie emotionally better than I can process my real life emotionally, right? Which is whatever, that's how a lot of us are, right? It's fine, but maybe that's
like
what
a funeral
it is.
You're more like stunned, you know, you're like, oh, it's happening, you know, where a book you've had all this time to like mull over it, you know.
I don't, that's what life is though, isn't it? We're just writing this book as we go, and you know, sometimes you just can't deal with the story anymore and you got to bounce out and choose your own adventure elsewhere, and sometimes that's okay. Sometimes you just have to. Sometimes you just make some popcorn and watch a movie and let life be groovy because you just have to.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think that's brilliant.
Guys, how do you spell asparagus without looking it up?
Oh, no. Shashi Page is not here to spell. Asparagus. Is it got an E in it?
A-R. Wow, I don't want to look stupid. I shouldn't try.
No, nobody looks stupid here. Sage the intern and I can't spell. Shashi Page is the spelling bee winner. That's my sister. Don't worry about it.
I've literally texted like 3 people over the last week. Like, I'll learn how to spell one of these years, I swear.
Is this correct?
My thing is, I'll learn how to spell when I'm dead.
I feel like I would spell something like that. Fair.
I can't spell out loud. I have to write it down and see it. And if this is another little neurospicy fun autistic, I don't know what, but if I don't know how a word you're saying to me is spelled, I can't process it. Like it's a weird thing. Like if I can't figure out how that word looks in letters, my brain's like, we don't know what that is. Throw that out. I'm like, okay, fine. It's okay. So don't worry about it. Why are you looking up asparagus? Sage the intern.
Because I couldn't. Because it's gardening season. And so I had a little bit of
just for
outdoor
funsies.
Time today. And I was trying to figure out, and my grandparents asked me if I would like to plant asparagus, and I was like, I'll Google Schmoogle how to plant asparagus, and I realized I didn't know how to spell it.
Google will tell you how to spell it, but
I'm just a girl.
There's wild asparagus that grows, and I can go show you how to go find the wild asparagus that grows. We'll go asparagus hunting.
My mom and I will drive around and be like, oh, that looks like rhubarb, you know, like just wild rhubarb.
But you got to go for that stuff too. You got to snatch that up when you have it.
I love rhubarb. It's so amazing.
So good.
I'm a rhubarb girly.
I'm with you. Like,
self-proclaimed.
Why is there not more strawberry rhubarb flavored stuff in the world?
No idea. My favorite jam in the world, this sweet old lady in my hometown makes like blueberry rhubarb jam.
Oh my god,
so good. It's the best I've ever had in my life. She's not gonna make it soon because she's moving into a like retirement home, and I'm really sad about it because she is a craftswoman.
We need to go learn. It is, like, we need to go learn that and keep it rolling. Like, that doesn't happen anymore, that, you know,
teach. Like, why don't you have some grandkids take over, you know? This is a thriving business. I mean, it's known like towns over. That's her jam.
Like that's her jam. That's her jam. You know what? That's going to be our new line of jam. Sage the intern and Mallory. I just sucked
that'd
you right
be
in.
Sick, actually.
And it's going to be called That's Her Jam. And it's just going to be like boss lady jam flavors. I don't know. This is great. We're going to create it. I love it. Brilliant.
That'd be a sick like line of jellies, though.
That's her jam.
Or this is our jam.
I love
know?
It.
How that's iconic would that be?
That is super iconic. And look at you just created it. How brilliant. See, you don't need school and economics. You just need to sit and chill until you have the right ideas come up.
You just need to vibe.
That's what
it is. Let it happen.
Just let it I love it. See, this is why we ran into you and met you. This is why I had to just get up and come talk to you, because you was wearing a shiny black and gold shirt with roses on it. I just had to come talk to Mallory because I knew that you was soul fam to me and Sage the intern.
Positivity just attracts. We just like, we're on the same level.
Electrons, you know, neutrons, protons, like we all come into the same little atom, you know, like it's just perfect. I love it. How brilliant. Mallory, thank you so very much for joining us on this random crazy episode of Sage the Intern Podcast. Sage is like, what's happening?
Has it been an hour?
Sorry. I just realized that they point out. So I was like,
no, go ahead and point, like, rock that. If you got that double jointed, rock it. My sister's got the same thing. Rock those genetics.
Well, hitchhiker's thumb.
Oh, love it. No, you're golden. Mallory, you've been wonderful. You've been great. I would love it if you would come back and hang out again sometime. I think that would be fantastic. I love it. Come back. Yeah. Come hang out with us. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. And I've been Frankie. That's been Sage the Intern. That's been Mallory. And we're clocking out.
Mwah.
Peace, y'all.
Slay.
Ah, I love it. Except there's like a weird little. I know there's a delay. Sage the Intern, are we
there
done
is.
Being live?
It's so funny. No, it's still going. I'm watching.
Okay,
I love
well,
your cats, by the way. They're so sick. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're so cute.
Okay, here. I'll give you a rundown of each of my cats because I think you deserve it.
I'm ready.